Redmond, Breitbart Sports Ryder Cup Preview. By Dylan Gwynn on September 24, 2025. The 45th Ryder Cup commences Friday morning at the Bethpage Black Course in Farmingdale, New York. This has been a highly anticipated event, mainly due to the likelihood of some real uncivilized behavior from the ethnic mishmash denizens of New York. We know that Irish, Italians, and Puerto Ricans can be loud and obnoxious, so people are eager to see just how loud and obnoxious they can be. Will they cuss out the European squad? Will they openly call them scumbags and losers? We shall soon see. Will they denigrate their women? Accost their loved ones? Harangue their mothers? Probably. I, for one, do not think that's a good thing. I think people need to be heckled, but only if they truly deserve it. When I was 14, my brother, a junior at the University of Maryland, invited me to a basketball game at Caulfield House against Duke. Maryland lost a gut-wrenchingly close one, big surprise. And there were a couple in Duke regalia celebrating like banshees. Well, I was pretty pissed off and took my anger out on them. I went berserk and marched down 10 rows and told them to sit down as they were blocking the view, because they were fat. Then I marched back up the stairs, not waiting for their reaction. Was that wrong? Maybe. It wasn't very respectful of my elders. And you shouldn't mock anyone's appearance, but, and it's a big but, they were in College Park, Maryland, in full Duke garb, and they were celebrating like crazy people. That's impolite. So, let's call it a draw. By comparison, these New York hooligans are going to go full blast on good people who are just trying to compete. They definitely do not deserve the vitriol that is coming their way. In a civilized society, we should not be promoting this type of behavior. Bryson DeChambeau pissed me off with his unsolicited comments about how he's going to be doing some chirping at Rory. It was a cowardly remark by Bryson. Bryson knows Rory will be enemy number one to New York fans, so piling on is gutless. Rory came back with comments about how Bryson is constantly seeking attention, but has to mention other people, Rory, Scottie Scheffler, to get that attention. He probably should have said nothing at all. But Bryson is a dick and needs to be chastened. Then Bryson, true to form, talked some tripe about his YouTube channel helping kids pick up the game, if I can help one child. Unk. Give it a rest. And stop growing the game. The game is big enough. The other day at my country club, I had to wait 3 minutes on the tee box because some grow the game kid was busy four-putting. I barely had enough time after my round for my 7 cocktails. Stop growing the game, Bryson. We are full. We are fully grown. Thank God Rory won the Masters. When Rory dropped to his knees on Augusta's 18th green, overcome with emotion, the first thing on his mind had to have been now those mfers at Bethpage can't call me a choke. They probably still will, though. If I were Rory or any of the other Euros, I would rent a bunch of hooligans to follow my group and confront anyone who was out of line. They would be paid off the books so that it couldn't be traced back to me. You know, just a group of thugs to level the playing field. What could go wrong? Golf is still supposed to be a gentleman's game. Bryson can create a million YouTube videos and sign thousands of autographs, always with a camera nearby, but he's a doofus through and through. We must never forget that Bryson abandoned the PGA Tour for Saudi-funded LIV Golf. He took the money and ran. F him. Rory, on the other hand, turned down at least $300 million and never considered jumping ship from the PGA Tour. He was a front and center spokesman for the tour and fought the good fight. These two guys are not the same. Some golf writers are trying to amp up this New York hostility, which I think is a really stupid idea. Is that really what this county needs? More hostility? I think cooler heads should prevail, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. Who is going to win the Ryder Cup? Probably America. The loud and boisterous home crowd will be a huge help, and they will intimidate a bunch of European players. It should be enough for America to win by, let's say, 2 points, 15-13. MVP? Likely Scottie Scheffler, as he's by far the best player in the world. I could see Russell Henley continuing his fine play, especially because he will be paired with Scottie a few times. Bryson will play well because he really does thrive with boisterous crowds and has a knack for the big moment. Dan Redmond can be found on X at DanFromdk.